Well, good morning, gentlemen. Solo Man here, and it's a lovely sunny day here, and not too bad temperature-wise. I may even go out and film some of the sea, but there's going to be loads of people about. And yes, there'll be femons. But I will employ my avoiding tactics as usual. Now, you hear a lot now about femons saying, where are all the good men gone? Men, they can't find a man to wife them up. And of course they're playing the victim too, of course. Because it's none of their faults, it's somebody else's, probably men. But let's take a look at things, even in my lifetime, to see why the femons are in such a predicament at the moment. Man, it's nobody's fault except their own. This is what I've seen, at least, through my lifetime, how femons have treated men. They have lied to men, deceived men, cheated on men, got men to bring up a baby that isn't even his, and he doesn't even know. Men bringing up children that aren't even his, and he does know. Because he's supposed to man up, because the femon screwed up, destroyed men's lives and their dignity, just because they can, and laughed about it. Lied to the police to bring false allegations against a man, just through pure spitefulness. Accused men of inappropriate behavior with his own children, just to cause pain and anguish to the man. After a breakup, tried and turn the children of his against him with lies and make it as difficult as possible for him to see his own children. They always say the man is abusive and controlling in most of all the divorces. I mean, they make it up as they go along. They expect the man to provide everything for the femon without even saying thank you. Smashing the man's car up or throwing his PlayStation or Xbox out the window. All because he's given them more attention than he's giving her. And then again, there's very few women that are actually really naturally attractive. And the amount of fake-up they're putting on and the silicone implants they're getting, they're not even real anymore. So it's no wonder why men are walking away. And there's still just as many good men out there as always has been. They've just found a lot better things to do than waste their time with a way over entitled femon. Because the juice ain't worth the squeeze anymore. And men have changed, like me, even when I was a young man. But now, when I look at a femon, I feel nothing. And avoid them wherever possible. Femons need to come up with a newer model of femons, because the one they have now is broken, and it'll never sell. I mean, payback is a bitch, isn't it? You take it easy, guys.
I'm sorry. Help me.